Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
There's few people that I need an opinion on the Britney book about. NSYNC's one of them because they were there for most of that.
Like a lot of that.
And now that she's telling everything about Justin, including the fact that she got pregnant with his baby and had an abortion. They're saying that NSYNC is now standing by Justin as he's, quote, dragged in the Britney memoir. Okay, give me 30 seconds to go off about something. Britney got dragged for years after the Cry Me a River video. She was a cheater. She screwed Justin over. We hate her. And now?
Look at now.
And now you want to be upset about this book. Justin, you had your moment in 2009.
To like 2012.
We hated that song her for crazy. Years because of you. And now you're getting dragged? Deal with it. I don't know. What do you want? That's the way I feel about it. Like, there's two sides to these. So, Anyway, the boys at NSYNC are saying they have nothing but love for Justin. As they should. That's their friend.
Oh, of course. They're definitely just about to go back on a reunion tour, so they definitely don't want to start ruffling no feathers now, do they?
They're going to support their boy for sure. They've all known him for 25 years, right. And Britney too. So they said that they're going to have his back no matter what, even though Britney's blaming him for the abortion. She's accusing him of cheating. She says she had a panic attack at the VMAs in 2007.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot going on in this book.
It's a lot to unpack.
And am I going to read it? Someone said, no. No, because everything's already out.
We got the cliff notes on social media.
I don't need the book anymore. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Happy Thursday.
Yeah. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Me too. I didn't even have to translate. I was like, how are you? He said, no. I got it, papi. I got it, papi.
Too.
Muy bien. Muy bien.
¿Por qué?
Oh, ¿por qué? Why?
Yo.
Uh-huh.
I went. How do I say I went?
Fui.
Yo fui on a date last night. And I'm ready to talk about it because it's not the first date.
Hold on a minute.
I was keeping this one a little quiet, and I think I have to talk about it because it's getting too intense not to talk about.
Wait a second.
So I got something to say. I got a story to tell, and I'm not saying it was awesome. I'm saying it might not have been a great story.
Oh, I'm still excited either way. Dog. Come on now. Come on now.
It might have gone the way I thought it was going to go, and I'll leave it at that until after Post Malone.
Say less.
103.7 Kiss FM. Wow. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Wow. Ellie's been on a few dates with one guy. Wow.
Improv class. Wow.
Wow. Owen.
Ooh. I see you.
103.7 Kiss FM. Don't forget we have those Dancing with the Stars tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But
Before that,
I went on a date last night.
Look at you. And going on dates and not telling me or nobody. Okay.
Know. What's wrong with me? Like 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm done. And I was for like a week.
I'm hanging up the cleats.
And then I went out with a new guy and I was like, oh, I guess I'm back.
Allie said nobody messaged me. So dudes was like, all right, bet I'm going to message you.
It was kind of like that where I said I'm out and I got blown up and I went, okay, now I got men everywhere and I don't know what to do with them.
Allie goes, I'm not dating again for the rest of the season. 3 new matches. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, snap.
All right, fine.
Well, I guess. Well, if you're going to force me.
It's when you're right, you're right. I'm not going to lie.
If you're going to twist my arm.
Oh, what's that? A tall, hot guy in my matches? Damn it. All right, I'm in. Screw it.
I'll see him as a friend.
I'm back. What the hell?
But you went on a date.
I went on a date. Okay, but it's not the first date with this guy. And we don't have a name for him. He was like, what's my name going to be last week? And I go, I don't even know if I'm talking about you on the air, dude. So just sit over there and wait.
Chill out, Mr. No Name. That's your name right now, Mr. No Name.
He might be golf guy. He loves to golf. He's always golf. And I know you
love
to golf.
I love him. I know I you love do. Him. I love him. Marry him. Marry him right now.
Okay. Okay.
No.
What the hell? I'll divorce him next week, but I'll marry him if you really want.
Okay, but he likes golf.
He likes golf, but I met him on one of the dating apps, and we went out last Wednesday.
Ooh.
For the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out a week ago, and he took me out for sushi, and then we went and had some drinks, and it was a great night. And I was like, oh, this guy's a piece of work. This guy's a character.
He's interesting.
Yeah, he's very blunt, direct. And in fact, freaks me out a little because he's a little too much like me.
I was going to say, so do y'all get along because of that?
Yeah,
you're blunt and direct.
It's a little abrasive. I feel like I'm dealing with me 5 years ago, which is funny because I am, because he's 38. He's younger than me. So I'm dealing with me 5 years ago. And I'm like, this guy is either going to annoy me or I'm going to totally appreciate it, or he's going to be a reflection of me as I'm watching him annoy me. I'm going to get some perspective on my own annoying self.
That part.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be weird. So we go out Wednesday last week. Thursday, I had a girls' night. I saw him after. Hung out with him after.
Okay.
Hung out with him Thursday night.
So you've seen him twice now.
Friday night, I went to the Bucks game.
Yeah.
He goes, you want to hang out after? I go, okay. So I hung out with the guy 3 nights in a row last week, and I didn't tell anybody. Yeah, right. Okay. So I'm like, okay. So Saturday, he's like, what are you doing? You want to hang out again?
Chill, my boy.
And I go, well, I have a date.
Not with you.
Right. I have a lot to say. This is going to take a while.
Coming back to being blunt and direct, you said, yeah, I got a date with somebody.
And he goes, what? And I go, yeah. As I'm leaving his house on Saturday morning, ooh-wee. I have a date tonight with somebody else. And now I'm feeling awkward.
Ooh-wee.
But I just met this guy 3 days ago, and I'm not canceling a date with somebody when I have known you for 3 days.
He's Mr. No Name, possibly golf guy at this point.
A Saturday comes, and now I'm exhausted from hanging out with this guy 3 days in a row.
Right.
So I cancel the date with the other guy because I'm exhausted. Oh. I'm exhausted from my 3 days of being busy.
Did you tell Buddy that you canceled the date with the other guy?
Yeah, but he didn't believe me. Because why would you? And I wouldn't believe you either. You told me I known you 3 days, and you're like, I'm not going to, because he's like, well, then come hang out with me. I go, no.
No.
So now he really thinks I'm lying.
He's like, okay, yeah, you canceled your date.
Sure you did.
You're just trying to make me feel good.
But DZ, I really did cancel the date.
Right. No, I believe it.
So I slept all day Saturday and Sunday, and that was it.
Okay.
And so last night was we hung out again because I had my kids. And it took a turn.
What do you mean?
In the middle of the date. What? I was really excited.
A turn?
I got ready to go. We were going out to dinner.
Yeah.
He picked me up.
Ooh.
We went to dinner.
The gentleman thing.
And then it took a turn. I'll tell you what happened after the next song.
Oh my God, Allie.
I was the communication right down the gutter. We might have had our first fight without having our first fight, but being so blunt and direct, of course we're having our first fight.
I got so many questions.
He did something I didn't like, and a lot of people saw it in public. Trust me. I'll tell you about it next. All right, where was I?
Well, four times in 5 days, you've been kicking it with this dude. That's where we were at.
Yep, I met a guy a week ago. Uh-huh. I've seen him that many times. So, okay, so last night we had another date.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen him since Saturday.
And you said it took a turn?
Yes.
Turn left into where y'all were going?
I will say there are things I do. There's all the things I like about this guy, because I've told you he's a little too much like me.
Yeah.
But I do love that he's outgoing and blunt. And I never wonder what he's thinking.
He's direct. Good.
He's tall. He's cute.
Good.
Okay. And he talks about the future, which nobody's really done in this way with me. Like he came, we were talking about my kids, and I said, oh, only one guy's met my kids. And he goes, yet.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Now all right, big dog.
Nobody's really, I never think about the future because nobody talks to me about the future. Does that make sense? I'm in the now always.
He's talking that talk. And always. Not just that right now talk. He's talking that talk in general.
Exactly.
Sounds like he's got game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we talk about stuff like that. But then last night we go out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, well, why don't you take me to try that sausage pizza at Lou Malnati's? I go, in.
Say
so
less.
He comes, picks me up. We go to Lou Malnati's in Brookfield. We're eating dinner.
Yum.
And in the middle of dinner, and we get there at 6. He says, we start talking about the movies. And mm-hmm. he goes, I go, yeah. I go to Marcus Theaters. I take my kids to the movies all the time. They have this new Screen X in New Berlin. He goes, let's go. And I go, okay. And he goes, we're going to go tonight? And I go, what? Like, I'm ready for
He meant right now.
He meant literally tonight.
Like let's go. Come on. Let's get the bill.
So he gets on the Marcus Theaters app. He's like, oh, there's one at 8:25. You think we can make it? And I'm like, Now I'm getting flustered because that wasn't my plan in my mind.
Oh, he doesn't know that's how you don't operate like that.
He doesn't know me.
You ain't that spontaneous like that.
DZ, you know me. I'm spontaneous, but I'm not.
Not like that.
I need to know what's going on at all times and have control of my situation. And when he flings something on me when I thought the night was going to go one way, now I'm flustered.
If we're going to the movies, I should have worn different pants.
Anything. I mean, I had no coat, no nothing. Thank God they have heated seats.
Facts.
So I'm like, no, I don't want to go to the... No, because in my mind, I want to have conversations with him. I've spent a week now thinking about all the things I want to ask this guy on our date.
Right.
As I've gotten to know him and process
you
a
want to converse.
I want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, oh, well, 8:25. I get on the app. I go, nope, it's not 8:25. You're wrong. The movie's at 7:25. He goes, we can make it. DZ, it's 6:45.
Nah.
And we haven't even gotten the pizza yet.
Nah.
And now I'm feeling rushed.
Now I feel like we got to take this pizza to go to make this movie.
And he's like, do you want to take it to go? And I'm like, no. I want to talk. Like,
did you say that?
I said, he says, do you want to go to the movies? I go, no.
Oh, so you said no.
So he says, you don't think we can make it? I go, we're never going to make it. He goes, do you want to take the pizza? I go, no, I don't want to take the pizza to go.
Oh, he was inspired to go to the movies.
Yeah. So then I'm like, you know, we're never going to make it. The pizza comes. It's now 7:05. He's like, we could make it.
Are you going
to
speed
eat, my boy? And I'm sitting there like, okay, fine. I guess we're going to the... And he goes, so the waitress comes over.
Mm-hmm.
And she's standing there, this poor girl for this, because him and I are both blunt as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so do you want to go to the movies? I go, no. And he goes, do you want to go to the movies? I go, no. And he goes, you want to go to the movies? I go, fine. And the waitress is standing there, and she must have been like, is this guy deaf?
Is this
like,
for real?
Is this guy just not listening to what she wants?
Am I being pranked right now?
Because, and it's so funny, because most men are like, whatever you want, Allie.
Yeah.
But the fact that this guy is like not getting it.
Oh, no,
and
he's
not
insistent.
Listening, he's me. He's not listening. He's not listening, DZ. He's me. I'm like, this guy!
Take to him, my boy.
Jesus.
N-O means no.
Mm-hmm.
So you finally say, let's screw it.
And he's oblivious that he's like, oh, okay.
Well, now you're going to a movie annoyed.
Annoyed.
I'm sorry, because let's be honest, you're going annoyed, because if you don't want to see a movie, you're not trying to be at the movie theater.
It's not that I want to go to the movies, not with the guy I just met. I want to talk.
Well, and right, exactly. God. Like, in the moment, it wasn't a movie night. It wasn't a movie
he
day.
He says, you know what he says? Mm. I said, I just wanted to talk. He goes, haven't we covered everything? And I'm like, this is such a dude.
Not
we
even close.
Cover anything in 3 days? You think you told me your whole life story and we're done? This is it?
He was ready to just hang out and watch a movie.
Yeah, he's like, we're good. So we go to the movies. We saw The Creator on ScreenX. It was amazing.
Good.
I had a great time. But at the end of the day, he brings me back and I'm just like, oh. He's like, so you didn't want to go? I go, no.
No. Like I said,
You don't listen. And so we're already having fights. Isn't this hysterical?
What do you say to that, though?
Him and I are going to be a mess in public because we're that blunt to each other. We're fine and we carry on with our time.
This is going to be entertaining.
It's going to be entertaining.
This is going to be entertaining.
Until it blows up and we never talk again, because this guy is a piece of work. And that's me talking about me right now.
I feel like
it's a reflection of me.
If y'all can keep it at a conversational tone, y'all will be good.
We can't.
But
he's a loud talker like me.
Oh, he's loud.
He's loud like me. And he's very like abrasive and like opinionated and like, listen up. And he goes, people always tell me I sound like angry. I go, gee, I wonder why. And I go, I've been to this party before.
I like Golf Guy. I don't know.
He's going to entertain you.
I want to see you guys interact, because he sounds like he is literally boy version of you.
He is. It's a problem. So that's it. Here's my date update. And I'm supposed to see him again tonight.
Let's go!
So we'll see. I'm dating a guy too much like me, everybody. In fact, he's annoying me because he's me.
My only question was, when are you seeing him next?
Tonight.
So I'm really glad that you full circled that, because you already know I'm about to ask you tomorrow what happened.
You can ask me tomorrow. Well, who knows if we're even... We'll probably get in a huge fight tonight.
Well, I guess I'll need...
Over what we're doing.
We'll need the update, because I got questions to ask. Mm. Ooh, I got questions to ask.
You and everybody else. That's the update. You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM. It is Treat Yourself Thursday, all brought to you by Wendy's, the new loaded nacho cheeseburger. I had one of these with a lettuce bun yesterday.
Dog.
You had one?
Talk to me.
It is like corn nuts and oh my God.
Is it not just creme de la creme?
It was so good.
So fire.
It was so good.
No cap, it might be my favorite burger, dog, and I am a Baconator boy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Throw some bacon on that bad boy and it's all wrapped.
Ooh. the it's loaded nacho cheeseburger. This is an ad, and we didn't have to talk about it this long, but we genuinely love it.
No, it was a genuine, like, oh my,
loved
yum.
It was good. Okay, so let's talk about Halloween candy, because this is the weekend. If you don't have trick-or-treating on Saturday or Sunday, maybe it's on Tuesday, but most of us are doing it this weekend. Let's
if
be
you're
real.
Lucky and it lands on the real day.
Yeah, apparently 40% of people say that they're going to be cautious in their spending of Halloween candy this year because inflation has made it so expensive. And I agree.
What?
Listen, the first year I owned a house, I went to the store. I'm like, $50 later, I'm like, and it's just gone in one night. And you're like, true. I don't know these people, but it's part of the fun of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then it's all gone. You're like, I got to spend more than
$50. $100 worth of candy?
On candy? And dog. It starts to add up.
It is a tax, man. Oh. But I feel like it's one of the holidays where you got to cash out.
Yeah.
Because it's not for you. Mm-hmm. It's for the experience of everybody else. All mm-hmm. the fun of giving candy out and watching you load somebody else's child up with sugar and yeah. then sending them on their merry way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cash out.
It says more than half of us who buy candy will spend more than $25 on it this year.
Don't doubt that at all.
9 in 10 plan to purchase candy, even if you're not trick-or-treating.
I'm gonna have my candy.
6 in 10 of us plan to buy decorations and costumes. Well, that's right. I should get on that. The costume.
Still ain't got the costume?
No.
You ain't got no candy. You ain't got no costume. You ain't got no Halloween.
That's amazing. I got a pumpkin. Thank you, Walmart. I mean, seriously. If they weren't at the front door when I walked in, I probably still wouldn't have a pumpkin. Let's be real.
Hey, yo. We're a quarter ready.
We're a quarter ready. Yeah. So it says 75% of people who are giving out candy will distribute treats at the door, while only 13% will leave the bowl unattended.
Smart. No, that 13% is not a good look. You're going to get ransacked.
We're going to talk about that later in the show today, too, about trick-or-treating and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can relate, 8:30 this morning, more trick-or-treating candy discussion. I can't wait. What would DZ do next?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Today on What Would DZ Do? The problem is a roommate. And how they take care of their dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And is it animal neglect?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yikes. Uh-huh, uh-huh. All right, let's hear it.
So Gwen hit us up and is complaining about her roommate, Cassie. Said, my roommate, let's call her Cassie, left her dog in her cage for over 10 hours without food or water. Cassie and I have different schedules. We rarely see each other unless it's on the weekends. Firstly, we aren't supposed to have pets in our building, but the building manager is cool and lets it go as long as the landlord doesn't find out or the pets don't cause damage. Cassie recently got a dog, and it hadn't been a problem until now. Over the weekend, Cassie was completely MIA, not responding to calls or texts, leaving me to take care of her dog for basically 24 hours. I didn't know she would be out for so long, so I went out too, spent the night at my boyfriend's house. When I came back the next morning, I noticed the dog had been in the cage all night and nothing had been touched or moved. I left around 9 p.m., meaning the dog was in the cage for about 13 hours. Since no one was home, when I had come home, I let the dog out, potty, but that's it. I didn't feed or give her water. I messaged, called a few times, only for her to come home later that day and say her phone had died and she didn't have a charger. I tried to talk to her about it, and she just kept saying, it's not a huge deal, the dog is okay. I'm tempted to email our landlord and tell her about the illegal dog, but don't want to create any unnecessary tension with my roommate. How can I help her realize what she did was wrong in so many ways? Help Gwen.
My roommate left her dog in a cage for several hours. Mm-hmm. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, she thinks it's animal neglect.
Well, and I mean, as a dog owner for many of years, almost my whole life, there are dogs that can go 12 hours, but that's not something you want to do on the regular. I mean, I get it. They can be, most dogs, if they're well-trained, can go 8 to 9 to 5 if they have to for people, which is great. A lot of people get dog walkers, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. But if we're going past some of these 12, 13, I mean, now we're getting a little, now I'm concerned about the dog, especially if it's happened on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's wishy-washy, dog. Okay. And we rescued a dog. So one of our dogs, Dino, we actually rescued from somebody who was doing the same thing, but consistently. We had a lawyer lawyer in Chicago had gotten Dino, our dog, as a puppy, and he was basically kenneled for 13, 14, 15 hours a day because she would come home, let him out real quick, put him back in the cage.
Had no idea what kind of responsibility it really was. Yeah,
none at all. And she got her first dog at like 35.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a lawyer.
It's a responsibility.
I got to come home
for
this dog.
It's like having a kid.
Dog. She had no clue. She eventually had to give the dog up. So I got a torn situation and a torn idea about this just because I also understand where Cassie's coming from.
It's a
dog. And a lot of people humanize dogs and go, oh, but the puppy. Right. When at the end of the day, it is an animal.
But taking them out every 12 hours is not humanizing them. It's just taking care of the damn dog.
No,
what
I'm saying is a dog is a dog.
Yeah.
A human is a human. If a dog is to have an accident inside the cage, it's the human's responsibility to take care of that, especially knowing what you're doing. If you're doing this on a regular basis is one thing. But I got ideas.
Bella texted it, Allie, take this dog away from these losers. Trying to get me to adopt the dog. This is not what would Allie do. This is what would DZ do.
Yo, how about we all collectively answer together?
1-414-533-1037. What should she do? Her roommate leaves the dog in the crate for hours. We'll talk to you next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So today, we're helping out Gwen, whose roommate leaves her dog in the cage for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what to do anymore.
Well,
she's tried to take the dog out.
Yeah.
It's not her responsibility.
No.
So what should she do? Let's go to Diana in West Dallas this morning. Diana said, triggered.
Uh-oh.
All you need to do is say something about a pet and somebody not taking care of it. It's on. It's on in this city.
Diana, good morning. What's your advice?
I think they both need to have that dog taken away because how do you let it out after 12 hours and don't give it food or water?
That is weird. Because it wasn't her dog. That's why. She thought she was being nice by letting it out, but that was a weird thing too. It's not her dog at the end of the day.
I'll tell you what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that with that, it was her going, well, I haven't heard from her. I don't know if maybe she did come home and feed the dog. I'm not trying to overfeed the dog. Mm. Again, it's not my responsibility. I don't know this dog's feeding schedule.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You at least put out water. Damn.
I guess.
Right?
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. No. They're both horrible.
They have no business having a dog, I think, really, at the end of the day. That's what's happening. No.
Diana's advice is take the dog.
Yeah, take the dog.
Get rid of the dog.
It is.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
What's your advice, DZ? Did you give it?
No, I didn't. Y'all, and I hear it. You know, at least give the dog water. But then again, you're limited to, okay, now the dog has possibly a full bladder. Now who's going to be responsible to take that dog out again?
Mm.
We know that animals and human beings can survive an extraneous amount of time without food or water. Water less more so than food, right?
Doesn't mean they should,
but they can. The roommate is MIA.
So can humans.
Right. Doesn't mean they should, but they can. The roommate is completely MIA. Doesn't come back until later in that day, after 12, 15, however many hours, and goes, oh, my phone was dead, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you weren't getting my calls and texts anyway. That's not my responsibility. Gwen is imposing herself way too much into Cassie's life because they're roommates. Mm. They live together.
But I'm not going to watch a dog not get taken care of in my house and sit there and like nothing's happening.
She's got to let it go.
Oh, hell no.
She can't do anything about it, or she's going to end up ruining a relationship, causing a disconnect, and either somebody's going to have to move out, or she's going to get that landlord involved and get people fined. She's going to get herself fined.
I don't think I want to be friends with somebody that's that bad of a dog owner, that you're not coming home for 13 hours, not giving it food and water. Like, why do I even want to be friends with somebody like that?
How do we know this is happening repetitively?
Because they live together?
We don't. We don't. As far as we know, as far as the context of this happened once, and she went, huh, because this is a new situation. They haven't had this dog very long. She doesn't want it to become a routine. Mm. That's what she's trying to avoid. And if you're trying to talk to your roommate and the pet owner says, it's not that big of a deal. They're dogs. They're fine. This isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's their behavior. And
somebody
this is their dog.
They're both jerks. The poor dog needs to go to a good home.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But if that's not the case and that's there's not the
no
advice.
Way. I don't know what. I get your advice. There's no way in hell I'm sitting by if I'm watching this in my own house. There is no way.
You have
dude.
To. No, you I have won't. To. Turn a blind eye. That is not your dog. You have to let her realize the dog's going to have to make messes
with the
in
text.
Her room.
Ruin the relationship then. That's the way I feel about
Yikes.
It.
Yikes.
Because I don't respect you as a friend anyway because you're a horrible dog owner, is my point.
My advice is turn a blind eye. Let it go. Let that dog make their messes. If the dog is in the cage, don't even be nice and let the dog out. Message. Keep a track record. Message. Call. Be like, hey, the dog's been in the cage. Hey, the dog's been in the cage. Hey, the dog's been in the cage. Because eventually the roommate's going to go, oh my gosh, I clearly don't take care of this dog enough. And they're going to get rid of it on their own. Let the chips fall how they will. It all comes out in the wash, as you say,
no,
Allie.
No, everybody's, DZ, you foul on this one, homie. The tax.
I never said my advice. I'm not a good advice giver. Y'all just the ones that like it.
Amanda's in Racine. Please, God, have better advice. Amanda. Amanda, I'm reading back to back. Nah, DZ's making me mad. He's wrong. DZ's wrong. DZ, you're wrong.
Look, people get triggered when you talk about
pets.
That's fine. I never said it was good advice.
Go on, Amanda.
What do you say, Amanda?
Oh, if I was a roommate, I would take that dog. That dog would be mine now. That would be my best friend.
Well, if you're taking care of it, yeah. The problem is you get resentful if you do start taking care of it. That's where it gets weird, you
know?
Right.
And y'all aren't even supposed to.
Adorable.
You're not supposed to have a dog in the building. Y'all missed that whole thing completely. She's illegally got this dog harbored. Wash your hands of it completely. Let it be. Somebody's going to get in trouble for that, and you don't want it to be you because you put your hands in the pudding and are taking care of the pooch.
I'll give my input.
Okay.
So my dog, she gets the whole house. She gets the couch.
I love you.
I put the TV on for her. I put some Roseanne on.
Ding, Roseanne.
I invite her for 5 minutes. I say, hi, honey. Be good. You know, don't destroy the house today.
I thought Amanda was going to say, I put some rosé out.
You put some rosé for the dog. Just a little bubbly. Just a little bubbly.
She said Roseanne, but I thought
Roseanne.
She was going to say rosé. Like, she leaves wine out for the dog.
Dog loves Rick Ross.
Some Nestle water.
Ooh.
You know, Amanda, you can just leave Kiss FM on the Alexa. Just let it play all day for the dog.
That
I'm
works
just
better, too. Listen, she does all that for the dog and then looks at her husband and goes, bye. See you later.
Yeah, exactly. I do that.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
But she's saying get rid of the dog, too, though. No
she's
lie.
Saying take care of it.
No, well,
the roommate needs to take care
nobody's
of the dog.
Saying ignore
My
it
dog.
Like you, DZ. Nobody. Nobody on the planet's saying that. I mean, at least they're not having the balls to call in.
I thought you guys stopped paying attention. Now I can finesse y'all into thinking.
Somebody said this is time to get rid of this segment. This is embarrassing.
Well, on that note, fine.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Dancing with Stars tickets coming up before 8 o'clock.
You could dance with the stars. No,
yes.
You get to watch them at least. So, live, baby.
I know for years we've talked about how cool it would be to have a train from Milwaukee to Madison.
Yeah.
But, you know, never really got with some stops along the way so we didn't have to drive downtown. You could just commute on the train if you didn't want
nice.
To do the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a new proposal. Out,
yeah,
calling for an Amtrak station at AmFam Field.
Ooh, ooh.
Connecting Milwaukee to Madison and Green Bay.
And Green Bay.
Because right now it doesn't go to Green Bay, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't go to Madison. It bypasses those and goes straight to Minneapolis.
Mm.
So it comes up from Chicago, it goes to Milwaukee, and then bye.
And then hits it.
And so for years we've gone back and forth. I've had these arguments with people because there was back in the day, it'd be like, let's build a train and have people be like, we don't need a train. I'm like, that'd be awesome. Awesome. Are you kidding? Infrastructure?
Yes.
Let's evolve, man.
Please? Can we get a bullet train to go everywhere? I'm down.
I would love it.
You kidding me?
So they said they were saying it's just a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And even from a technical standpoint, they don't know if the engineering, if it's even possible to build a station at AmFam Field, because the theory would be in a perfect world, if we were fantasizing.
Yeah.
You'd go Milwaukee and then you could shoot over to AmFam Field.
Quick stop.
And then it would go to either Green Bay and Madison, not just Minneapolis.
Not just hit it straight and go.
It stopped bypassing some of our cities.
That'd be really cool, man. It would connect just Milwaukee to that much more of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And back and forth. You know what I mean? Allow people to commute. Like you said, it would boost the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, it would bring more foot traffic to the stadium.
Well, and there's nothing worse than being on 94.
Oh, my.
At rush hour.
In any direction.
It is at 725. I feel you right now. I've seen it. I've seen it heading in, and I've seen it heading out of downtown. And even when you're on the opposite side of the way traffic's flowing, you're probably still sitting in traffic.
Yeah,
we
for
don't
real.
Have it bad, but I would never turn down other ways to get around efficiently and quickly in this city, man.
Alternative means of travel has always been something big for me, mm-hmm. whether it's a train or a plane or riding a bike. It doesn't always have to be a car. Mm-hmm. I would love alternative forms of transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love it. Listen, again, only a proposal. I've heard these before. Never going to go anywhere, I don't think.
Where's the petition?
If I'm being honest.
Where's the petition? I'm here to sign. What's up?
But in fun fantasy land, we love the idea.
Right. Well, if there's a petition, somebody forge my signature. Go ahead.
I got this. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves a mom whose son got his girlfriend pregnant and what she decided to do next. Just wait.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Liv wrote into the show today, wants to know if she's a jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend. I said what I said.
And we got to listen to what you said. What's the rest, though?
All right, she said, hey, I'm a single mom to my son. He's 18. I work full-time, make a decent amount of money, and I have some savings set aside from what my late husband left us. So, obviously, the dad has passed away.
Yeah.
Okay? She said, I've been building a college fund for my son for several years, and he knows this and was fully expecting to receive it when he graduates
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the past couple years, he's dated lots of girls for a few weeks to months at a time. They're all nice. He was having a good time. I didn't mind, as long as he was careful. But 3 months ago, he brought home his latest girlfriend, Lisa. She's 17. We formed a connection. She doesn't have a great home life. Started seeing me as a trusted adult in her life. Well, yesterday she called me in tears. Came over and said she was pregnant.
Ah!
And then my son had broken up with her.
Ah!
I said, excuse me. She said, yeah, he broke up with me because I was pregnant. Mm. She had been kicked out of her parents' house. So I was furious with him. He was out with his friends, and I called him repeatedly until he picked up and told him, I cannot believe I've raised such a selfish person who could not even be bothered to support the girl he claimed to love and his own child. And I said, even if he does not want to take responsibility for it, Lisa and her baby are going to be a part of our family. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give his college fund to her to help start a life for herself and the baby.
Ooh.
He was shocked. Said I should be in his corner because I'm his mom. This is such a messed up situation.
Yeah.
I just want to hear others' opinions. Am I in the wrong here? Was I too harsh? Am I the jerk? Is there something I'm missing? Liv. Am I the jerk for giving my son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Ugh.
I mean,
that, yeah, I
checkmate.
Mean, I do think there's something.
Checkmate, my lord.
Nah, there's something missing there.
What the
she
hell?
She jumped the gun. She did
you
something.
You think she gave too soon?
I think she went into it too quick, felt something too hard, and,
here's the
and
money.
Was too aggressive. Mm. Like, didn't take no time to process any of it. Just went, oh, he broke up with you? Here's his savings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Why did he break up with her?
Mm.
Was it because she was pregnant?
He's not even answering the damn phone. He's having too much fun, see? All right. 1-414-533-1037. You need to dial the 1. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you about what you think next, because I see the texts already coming in.
This one's a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Is Liv the jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Liv the jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Mm.
Rebecca's in Plymouth, and I can't wait to hear what people have to say today, which is why I want to go right into it.
Jump right on in, Am I the Jerk?
Hey, Rebecca.
Morning.
Hi.
Jerk or not the jerk this morning?
I'm going to say not a jerk. I have 2 boys, 8 and 11, and I'm sorry, but if they do that,
yeah.
I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah.
So I think maybe she, jumped.
She jumped a little bit ahead by giving the whole college fund, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
She got the story, yeah. But, I think she should get more of the story. But, I mean, if he doesn't want to take care of this kid, well.
Too bad.
Here's the money. Too bad, in my opinion.
Because you're going to have to give the money anyway. If he's not going to take care of it, you're going to be paying child support.
Her 18-year-old son is moving fast, living fast. He's got a couple different girlfriends. How do we know they've been dating long enough for that to even be his kid?
I knew somebody was going to spin it on she's making this up or she's not pregnant.
I knew you were going to
say this.
It's a lady due to women every time.
Somebody's thinking it. I gotta speak for those.
You can say it.
I gotta speak for those.
I know.
I know nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to say it, but there is that possibility. She knows nothing about the situation. She don't even know why her son broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. She knows her son's out partying while the damn girlfriend's pregnant.
Feeling some type of way.
Gee,
that's true. I mean, I guess they're going to have to find out, but if there's even a possibility, he's going to have to take responsibility now.
Listen, they're not married. They're not together. For there to be any type of legal repercussion, they're going to have to get a paternity maternity test either way.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be paying for it.
You're gonna be paying
for 18 years, and then he's going to be like, oh, geez.
You don't want a Kanye situation, 18 years, and on the 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his.
That's your own fault for not doing the paternity test. I agree.
Find out first.
Okay, Rebecca says, not the jerk for giving the college fund away.
Yeah.
Fine with me.
Appreciate it, Rebecca. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Cassie's in Sheboygan this morning. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
All right. Hey. What do you think? Is Liv the jerk for giving away her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
110% she is the jerk.
Oh.
There's no way you could raise your son for this many years and then just be like, well, you got someone pregnant, so I'm going to punish you.
Ooh. Mm. I hear that, though.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm a high school teacher. I see parents defend their kids for everything in all caps.
True.
I think it's great that she's letting her son know that this behavior is not acceptable.
Yeah. There's just like different ways you can help support, you know, like the mom. And I have to go off of what Easy says. I kind of agree, like, is she actually pregnant? And is it actually his? Everything just seems kind of
sketchy. You're the one that doesn't believe women. Thank you for nothing, Cassie in Sheboygan. We don't appreciate you as women, but thank you.
Somebody else had to say it, though.
I understand these things happen. Yeah. I understand people lie. Mm-hmm. I understand you get with the wrong people, and if there's something off, some self-esteem issues, lying happens. People make up stories.
Yeah.
Weird stuff happens,
What I need to know is how long they've been going. That's what I feel like. There's so many key pieces that are missing that's like, oh, what really went down, and why did you break up with her, my boy? Where's his side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said, not the jerk. My petty ass loves this. Somebody else said, not the jerk. Good mom. Good job of the mom holding the son accountable and not enabling him. That's Jesse and Stallus. And then somebody else said, I'm seeing an episode of Maury Povich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's ways that mom could have supported her son better. You know, kind of what Cassie's saying. Support, not punish. Because that's a punishment. She's going, oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah.
Boom, taking everything from you.
See, these texts are going to trigger. Now I'm getting triggered. I totally agree with DZ. I'm a woman and women are scandalous. You never know. You're not helping us. God, women.
It's
stop.
Rare, but it happens.
Sheesh.
Cassie says, mom's the jerk,
I need to talk
though.
To the women. I need to have a private talk with the women later today, DZ. Okay.
We're split. Right.
Thank you for calling, Cassie. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Amber's in Hartford, and Amber was triggered. She said, I guess all of them were today. Hey. Amber's like, let me talk.
She's also on day three.
Day three getting in.
Working on a theme song.
You almost have a theme song, and you have to be the tiebreaker today. It's split down the middle. Oh. Do you think Liv's a jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Talk to us.
She is 100% not the jerk, and if anything, it's an underreaction to the whole situation.
Ooh.
Truthfully, like, obviously, this is a drastic situation that obviously you don't want to see your kids.
Hell no.
You know,
I would
getting
cry.
Into this so young.
Right.
Yes.
And he obviously has plans to go to college. Like, a baby really derails that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do you think the mom's actually going to give her college fund away? Probably not. But, I mean, it's a drastic, like, shock, like, a shock to her son's system. Like, oh, crap, I really messed up. Like, my life got really derailed. Like, sometimes drastic situations call for the parent to freak out a little bit. And I'm sure she's mad. And I'm sure, like, that is going to be her grandchild. Like, she has to think about what that's going to look like, too. So, I don't know. It's just so many emotions and so... such a bad situation to be in if you're not prepared.
Well,
it wasn't planned.
Let me read some of the texts. They said, jerk or not the jerk, I'm going to need an update after the paternity test. Somebody said, unfortunately, not all pregnancies result in a baby. She jumped the gun a little.
That's true.
Let's go to the doctor and let's have an appointment and make sure everybody's healthy.
Let's figure it out first.
Yep. Uh-huh. Somebody said, yes, the jerk. She's 5 minutes pregnant. It's too soon to know.
5 minutes.
If the baby's even his. But then somebody else said, not the jerk, because he never denied it wasn't his.
That is true. He never said nothing.
He probably doesn't know.
He probably has no idea. He probably ran the second that she went pregnant. I'm late. Me too. Gone.
Fast AF, boys. Hey,
Amber works it out for us. Says, not the jerk. If anything, it was an underreaction.
Listen to this text. Not the jerk. Not a punishment. It's a consequence. Children are not entitled to their parents' money for college.
Preach. Yes.
Amber over here snapping.
Amber's snapping.
We appreciate your call, Amber. Have a great day.
Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye. So, okay, not the jerk. This is going to be a hot one on Facebook, isn't it?
I can already feel it.
Woo-wee
is right.
Get ready. And we see your text coming in, so we appreciate it. We're actually going to do Dancing with the Stars tickets next.
Let's go.
Next.
Let's go.
We're actually on time.
No, we're not.
We're going to make sure we're not on time because we don't roll on time.
I'm like, sure we're late. Give me a second.
Thank you, Kiss FM. Dancing with the Stars. Somebody's going to go.
Ding, 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 ding.
I can't wait. It's going to be February 8th at the Riverside. We've been giving away tickets all week, and now we're going to give away some more. Oh, come on. I just got a traffic alert. There's a jackknife semi in the Marquette Interchange. Northbound 43 closed. I'm sorry, because this is not the time people need to hear that on their way to work.
This is not the time for none of that.
Come on. Well,
if you on that roadway,
43
be careful.
Northbound, jackknife semi in the Marquette Interchange. Okay.
So if you wonder why you ain't moving, now you know.
Now you have something to do, because we're giving away tickets. You're welcome.
Everybody got time to call now.
Not only do we have bad news, we have good news to report. Replace it with, which is, you're bored, call us.
Let's soften the blow. Let's give away some Dancing with the Stars live.
Yeah, 1-414-533-1037. Caller 30, you want to go see Dancing with the Stars at the Riverside in February? You could be the winner. Kiss FM. All right, somebody is going to see Dancing with the Stars at the Riverside on February 8th. We've got Mallory on the phone in Kenosha this morning.
Hello?
Hi, hi. Mallory.
Hi.
Good morning. What are you up to today?
I'm actually on my way to work, so I'm really excited right now.
Ooh. You're excited to go to work?
Yeah, for real. Why?
That's amazing.
Where do you work?
At Educators Credit Union.
Ah, where the money is.
You know what I'm saying?
No wonder.
That's why she's excited to get to work.
There's always a loan on deck.
or what are you excited about this morning if it's not work?
Well, Mallory, you're going to see Dancing with the Stars.
Hey-o.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going February 8th to the Riverside Theater. And I hope you enjoy the show.
All right. Great. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Go ahead and go and dance down the aisle for the rest of the day at work talking about some, I just want some tickets.
Ding, 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 ding.
She'll dance to the ATM and then dance back. She'll be no fees. No, no fees, no fees. No fees. All right, Mallory. Mallory, hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Okay.
You're welcome. Last chance tomorrow to win these tickets. And if you are more of a Bravo fan, Bravo reality TV.
Yeah, like somebody like me, we might know, yeah.
Right now on our website, you can go try to win tickets to meet, see Craig and Austin from Southern Charm.
Ooh.
They're going to be at Turner Hall Ballroom November 7th in a few weeks. And we have tickets up on our website. You can win 1037kissfm.com.
Winning don't stop.
So win online if you didn't win the Dancing with the Stars tickets. Otherwise, tomorrow, not the same time, whenever we decide, because we're late and we appreciate it. If you've been listening to the show this week, you get it.
Kiss FM.
If you know, you know.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, 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 I think he might have started the flirting to begin with.
Uh-oh.
Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner still going strong.
Good for them, yeah.
But now it looks like he's been flirting with Sofia Vergara.
Sofia? Oh, she's from my neck of the woods.
No, I guess he gave her a shout out in his song Monaco, where he talks about how pretty she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it translates to Sofia Vergara is beautiful, but she is more beautiful in person. So she started flirting right back when she heard the shout out.
What'd she say?
I don't even know. She went on to Instagram, responded, and said that he was cute too, I think.
Sofia.
I'm not worried about this because technically Sofia Vergara could be Kendall Jenner's mom.
Mom, yeah. Aunt.
And Bad Bunny's mom, really, too.
Yeah.
She's 50.
Yeah, she just turned 50.
She's
this past
older
year.
Than me. She can be their parents if she wanted to be. I mean, and she'd just be a young mom. It's fine. It's fine. So I don't think anything's going to happen with these two.
Oh, I don't think obviously anything. It's some little harmless.
She's 51 and he's 29.
Ooh, that's an age gap, but that's okay. Ain't nobody said none.
People were chiming in going, oh, Kendall, you're in trouble. Kendall's fine.
Is she, or is she just going to join up? No. Let's be honest. The three of them together look cute.
He's doing the flirty aunt thing, like you said.
The flirty aunt
like,
thing.
Like, oh, look at my hot aunt. Look at my hot aunt J-Lo, but it's Sofia Vergara.
He's right.
He is doing the hot aunt thing.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's doing the hot aunt thing. Mm-hmm. He knows he ain't never got a chance with Sofia.
No.
And Sofia knows that she don't want him. So it's like, oh, he's a cutie too.
Yeah.
Oh, look at my nephew shouting me out.
Yeah. He thinks I'm cute. Oh, look at those 29-year-olds.
All his little friends be hitting on me, but I don't give him no attention. You know that's exactly how
yes,
that went down.
100%. I love it. Kiss FM. I remember when I was young and trick-or-treated and went to Kouse's over and over again, and if there was a bowl of candy, you just took the whole bowl, right?
Mm, the good old days, dog.
Now my kids can do those things.
Nah, I'm going to still do that.
Now they can terrorize the neighborhood. You're right, actually.
Passing the torch.
I'm trying to decide if I'm even going to put a bowl out while we go trick-or-treating, but coming up next, we're going to talk about trick-or-treating methods. What you do? Do you leave a bowl out? Are you one of the 55% of people out there who did something different this year for Halloween.
You switching it up?
You switching it up?
How you giving the candy out this year?
We're going to talk about your method to the madness for Halloween coming up next, because we all have different methods, yet they all run together.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them involve stealing candy off a porch, but just look the other way. Mind your business. All right. You and DZ both. I cannot. 103.7 Kiss FM.
What's up?
Allie and DZ, we're talking Halloween candy. John, our coworker of 20 some years behind the scenes. Go over to the microphone.
Which one you want me at?
You know which one.
You know
that
the one
right there. My old mic.
Yeah.
John, DZ said the same thing to me that you just said. Tell everyone what you just said.
Well, my 13-year-old just announced that she wants our house to be the full-size candy bar house.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on.
That's
really?
What I'm talking about.
Doesn't that get expensive?
I didn't say I was going to go.
Oh, okay, good. John's cheap like me. I'm like, come on.
Well, the 13-year-old doesn't get to decide what that house does.
True.
I own my house. I get to decide what I do at my house. I could be the big candy
True.
Bar house.
John DZ just bought a house in Bayview with his wife. Do you think he's going to scale back when he realizes how much candy costs when you start giving it away and you go, oh, after like six bags, I'm over this. Buy your own candy.
No, what's going to happen is he's going to buy a package of full-size candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to evaporate in the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
And he's going to be that house handing out dum-dums.
Oh, you know our backup candy. They can't all be good candy bars, y'all. I mean, come on now. There's a trade-off, and I'm not handing everybody a full-size candy bar.
Okay,
yes,
so
I'm picky.
How many did you buy?
We ain't bought nothing yet.
See? Uh-huh. It says that more than 55% of people will spend more than $25 on candy this year.
Mm-hmm, I believe that.
I spend more than $25 easily, which is why I don't like buying candy to give away, because I'm cheap.
I live in Hill's Corners, where the houses are like half a mile apart, so I don't get that many kids. So I think we'll be okay.
That makes a difference. Yeah. DZ, you're in Bayview. You're going to be getting them like their water.
House.
Like the
house,
water's
house.
Running.
Right. Well,
that's
our
people.
Our houses are next to each other. We got the neighborhood style home, right? But the thing is, I was told Bayview was popping for trick-or-treaters.
I believe it.
So first year we lived there, when we were still renting, we went and bought out like $50 worth of candy.
Yeah.
Gave out like three pieces.
Just hope for rain.
That's kind of
rain and eat it all.
Hey. We ate the candy. No, the candy did not go to waste. I'll tell you that right now. But we didn't get any trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have our house, because you got to think, the next few years was pandemic years. Nobody was trick-or-treating like regular anyway.
Right.
This is going to be what we feel like is our first full-blown Halloween in Bayview experience.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's in a new house, we're banking on there being a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say that of the people handing out candy, about 40% give 3 to 4 pieces of candy.
What?
35% distribute 2 pieces. And only about 8% offers one piece, which is me. And that's not the full-size candy bar.
It depends on where you are in the beginning of the trick-or-treating window
that's
or the
true.
End. By the end.
At the beginning, you're throwing it at them. Yeah.
Take it all. I don't want none of this.
Get out of here.
Oh,
by the end, it's one Tootsie Roller, one Dum-Dum. See?
Right.
Because you're out. John knows.
The Dum-Dums that buy the full-size candy bars.
Our coworker John and I have been parents longer than you, DZ. We've been to this party before.
Y'all got the tenure. Y'all have put me on game.
Invested.
Veterans in the game over here.
Now, are you going to be the unique guy that gets like little bags of chips or
hell no.
Cans of soda?
No.
No. Hell
church
no.
Cards?
Church. I'm handing out pennies. We're going to be that house.
Or apples. That'd be even worse.
Popcorn balls.
I want to know, have you even purchased candy? Because they say most people purchase this week. Even though you see the people that go buy, even though they put it out 7 months in advance, mm-hmm. the Halloween candy.
I walked right past it last night at the grocery
see?
Store.
And you knew you needed it.
Same. You had the chance.
I'll buy it Sunday morning.
Same.
When it's slim pickings because yeah. everybody else already went.
Yeah. They're going to get the dum-dums at my house.
That's what I do too, John. See? How do you guys manage your trick-or-treating candy? Do you give it away? Do you leave a bowl out? Do you give one piece? Are you the full candy bar house like DZ and John's kid would like? My kids, if they said get the full candy bar, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Get your debit card out and go get them.
Go get it yourself.
Oh, none. Well, then I guess there's no full candy bars, is there?
How do you distribute candy on Halloween? That's what we're going with?
The phone's going crazy, yes. We will talk to you next. What is your trick-or-treating style? And by style, I mean, how do you give out candy, if at all? Do you give out multiple pieces? Do you give out one big candy bar?
Are you the no candy, leave us alone house?
Are you the one that I take my kids trick-or-treating, I turn off the lights and act like I don't live there?
Bye, nobody's home. Nobody's home.
And then I go to the neighbors and watch everyone go up to my porch and there's no candy and no light on and I want to scream, there's no light on! The light's not on! There's no candy! I feel like everyone should know, if the light's off, don't waste your time.
You know, I'm already knowing there's some crazy penny pinching saving parent that will take some of their kids' candy and redistribute it out.
Yeah. I've done that. Oh my God, I've done that.
You run out of candy and you're like, oh my gosh!
Yeah, because you know that they have way too much, yep. and it's either going to end up, and mine ends up on the top of the fridge till Christmas, and I'm going, can we throw out the Halloween candy? We've gone through it for months.
No!
Yeah,
it's only the
out.
Bad candy left. No! Mm-hmm. Still don't want to throw it out.
Well, Katrina is in Racine this morning. Let's go to her first. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Hey.
How do you give out candy, or do you not?
What's your style?
So, honestly, it depends on the person. You
what
know,
do you mean?
Sometimes you have, like, a cute little one come up, and you give them, like,
oh,
a little
biased.
Extra.
Oh, she's biased.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she
100%.
Judges
you
them.
Know,
100%.
Like, if they're rude and they don't say trick-or-treat, then, you know.
One piece of candy for you.
Ooh.
One piece of candy, you know.
Okay, you know what's funny, though, is you will love the parents at the end of the street, me, who are screaming at every house, did you say thank you? Did he say thank you? Thank you.
See, they get extra.
And then, the parents
being
go,
raised right.
He said thank you, and I go, thank you.
Thank you, double thank you.
Did your brother say thank you?
Yeah, you okay. got to double check.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
transaction complete.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Every house, you can hear me. Did you say thank you? Because I don't want to walk all the way up with them.
You're a quality parent, though, because some parents are just going to stand
yeah,
at the end of the street
see,
and not say
you're
nothing.
You're raising them right, though.
That
I hope,
part.
I hope.
That
I'm
part.
Screaming at them in the middle of the street.
You better have said
yeah.
thank you.
Did he say thank you? All right, thanks for
just
calling. Hey, thank you.
A little disclaimer, though, before
yeah.
we hang up.
Yeah.
If anybody has Halloween candy that they don't know what to do with,
this is good.
The night shift nurses at Frater Hospital will take any donation.
You had me at the ladies need help. I got you.
Hey, for real, say less.
All right, girls.
The nurses are going to be jam-packed with candy this year. I'll tell
yeah.
you that.
Night shift, girls. I hope
you know, day shift gets all the good off, and then we're left with what's that, you know.
Oh,
so we'll take whatever.
Up.
Katrina, you getting a candy delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Say less.
You
seriously.
You guys have an excellent day. Thank you for having me on the air.
Aww.
Appreciate you. You have a great day,
well,
too.
Thanks for working the night shift.
For real.
Oh, thanks.
That's gotta
of course.
Be, that's got to be hard, so thank you.
Candy's on the way.
Yes.
Have a good day, Katrina.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Dana is in Greenfield. Let's go to her. Good morning, Dana.
Hi.
So what's your trick-or-treating style? Do you give out candy? Do you turn off the light? Do you scream, did you say thank you?
You a candy Scrooge and go, no, nobody home.
Full candy bar.
So we're the crazy Halloween people. We lived in Bayview for 10 years, and we had the full display. And we do, I stuff bags. So now we're in Franklin, and I actually stuff bags. So they get bracelets, necklaces, glow sticks, candy.
Dana,
stickers,
what's your
tattoos.
Address?
Yeah, quick, drop that address on air, live, so
Dana.
You can get jam-packed at
all
the crib.
All I can say is we're in Franklin, and we have a pretty good display.
You are the most festive
yeah.
by far.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on.
Full bags.
So let's find out what type of candy then you give out, because you're saying you go hard, you fill
yep.
the bags. What's in it?
Candies, toys, everything that works. What's
yep.
the candy?
What's the value of the gift bag?
What's the resale value on the bag?
$10,
$15?
My God.
I mean, I hope it's not that much. I hope it's about five because I buy in bulk. But I do the Snickers.
$5?
I do Reese's. I also add in, like, the caramel apple suckers, not now and laters.
And she does good candy, too.
Dana has a swag bag. I mean, who? It's like the Grammys. Like, you go to the Grammys, they give you a swag bag. Just go to her house.
Mom, they got merch at this house.
We got to do it big. We got to do it big.
They have merch.
Mom, they got sunglasses.
They have Kiss FM shirts.
It's Hallie's house.
You bring them by, we'll pass them out.
Oh, snap.
Don't threaten me with the challenge, because I will. Girl, okay, thanks for calling. And
thank you so much. Have a great day.
Text you in too, your address.
Bye. Yeah, for real, Texas. We're going to see you on Saturday.
See you soon, Dana, for the bag.
For the whole bag.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Oh, that's
all right.
Top tier.
Ryan's in Calabama this morning. He's got his own theme song.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell
everybody. Good morning, good morning.
Grandpa, right. Morning.
Ryan, you live in the country. I don't know how anyone's trick-or-treating at your house.
Mile
Nobody
in between.
Does. That's the best part about it.
Really?
I buy all the candy bars. I buy full-size candy bars to pass out. You know where they end up? In my lunchbox.
In your belly?
right. Mm-hmm. Wait, you for real? Like, you guys don't get many trick-or-treaters at all in the country?
I haven't gotten one, and I lived in the neighborhood that I grew up in, and I was the only trick-or-treater, and that was 30 years ago.
Oh. You've been to his house, though, DZ.
Yeah, but I still think you got
to... There's no way to trick-or-treat on that road. It's like a windy road. I mean, even walking to my car, I'm worried I'm going to get hit. You think I'm going to trick-or-treat?
I'd be riding
my
bike.
You got to be worried about getting hit by a deer out there more than a car.
That's true.
You're not wrong.
I'd be riding my bike house to house, though, because I know there's low give, so there's high reward. I'm going to get most of the candy being one of the only kids trick-or-treating.
Well, and in a neighborhood like that, his mom could have just called and been like, Ryan's on his way.
Ryan's coming over.
I know nobody's trick-or-treating, but here he comes.
Give him an apple.
You know what? The best part about living in the country is that I don't have to worry about distributing the candy, so I can jump from neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood and figure out where the good stuff's at.
Pro tip.
So I was going to say
I'm going to Franklin this year. I'm about to get me one of them $5 bags.
Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying?
Looking for Dana's address. I'll send it over. Let me tell you.
But I do understand Katrina's point of view, too, I think it was, where she's all like, well, it depends on what they're doing. If they're rude or nice, that's where it ends up at, you know?
Yes. Yo, dog, I'm so glad you said that, Ryan, because I feel the same way. I want to be the full candy bar house. This isn't a secret, but I'm not getting everybody a full candy bar.
See, I didn't know that.
I'm definitely being judgmental as far as like, I gotta like your costume enough, or you getting the regular candy.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just roll up just looking like a regular person.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm my teacher from school. This is how they dress.
Yeah.
No. Bro.
You ain't getting the full candy bar from me.
What if I just put a sheet over my head with two eye holes? Is that enough effort?
Allie,
if you're young enough, it is.
What?
You're just cheap. That's the problem.
You're right. You're actually right. I wouldn't even waste a sheet, because then I'd have two holes
in it,
and I'd be
wouldn't.
Mad.
Then we got to buy new sheets. We don't do that.
I'd be so mad. All right, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, brother.
Bye. Last but not least, Michelle's in Hartford. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
All right. What are you doing with the trick-or-treaters? Are you giving out candy, or are you going to be at the bar drinking? I can't tell with you, Michelle. Which one?
What's your giving style?
I didn't pass out the candy last year, so me and my play husband had moved to a different house last year.
Her play husband. She lives with her ex.
Her
and I have had discussions about this. Another topic for another day.
Play husband, got it.
For another day. And it works very well. So last year was the first year in the house, and I said, it's trick-or-treating. And he's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. So a couple of the neighbors were outside. So, DZ, you may want to ask your neighbors how much candy, how busy is the street. That's what we found out from last year.
Smart.
Yep. So I have two dogs. And so I stayed in the house and he passed out the candy, so which worked great. But I said to him just the other night, I said, trick-or-treating this weekend. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, Mark, it's Sunday. And he's like, I'm not going to be home. I'm working. And I'm like, well, I'm working. So what do? Leave a bowl on the porch and one kid's going to take the whole damn thing?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what will happen.
A.K.A. me. I'm that kid.
Uh-huh.
No, because I'm going to take a lunch and go to Franklin. So I'm going to hopefully get a couple grab bags there. But
do you know what? Why didn't we think of this, though? Hold on, Michelle. Why didn't we think of this?
Yeah.
Putting a bowl out, getting the Ring doorbell or whatever camera you got, and then talking to people, watching them.
You think that's going to stop any of these aggressive
I'm
old
saying,
kids?
If some little kid comes up and they grab the whole bowl, imagine out of nowhere hearing,
hey,
I see you. Like,
hey,
they would drop it. Because of the, like, imagine if I started lighting them up through the Ring doorbell camera, just on the voice.
Nope, Allie is going to backfire on you, because now you're missing the bowl, too, because the kid's just going to run off with the whole bowl scared. I'm like, I see you, kid. Bowl gone.
The squirrels are eating my Snickers. Unbelievable. All right. Michelle, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. She was rolling.
She was. Somebody texted in and said, I know someone who puts an empty bowl out with a sign that says, please take one. Well, that's rich.
Oh, that's bogus.
You think people are actually listening?
That's so bogus. No, they literally put an empty bowl out, no candy at all, and just say, take one, so that it looks like the candy's already gone. Bogus. You are the type of people that irk me.
Whoever texted full-size candy bars in Exonia, you guys can send us all your addresses. So please. We'll come see you for sure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.